Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the first weekend of September. Today I'm talking to you from the parking space of my parents' house in Japan. What you can hear in the background is the autumn insects. Here in Japan, insects are very vocal. During summer and winter, there is not even a moment when you don't hear the sound of insects. Right now, I am sitting inside a tiny tent that I have just built on the parking space. One of the things that I wanted to do this summer is solo camping. I have never done solo camping before. So, in order to practice first, earlier this summer, I bought a cheap one-person tent for myself. And I brought it with me to Japan in the hope of trying out this tent in my parents' garden during my stay here. I have been procrastinating, but now that my stay is coming to an end, I decided to build the tent today. The garden was full of mosquitoes, so I switched to the parking spot. It is a good feeling to be finally doing the thing that I have planned to do. What is a small, fun thing that you have done recently for yourself? Today I am sharing with you a memory from the time when I was 6 years old. It's a story about young children's gossiping. Adults are well known for gossiping, but children too gossip from time to time. I remember this particular gossip because the gossip revolved around me. I wonder if you also have a snippet of conversation that you remember clearly from your childhood. I hope that you will enjoy today's story.
The rumor. I am 6 in this memory. In late April, I am sitting with my 2 best friends in the playground. Our playhouse activity has come to a halt, and currently, we are just sitting, dangling our legs in the spring breeze. She said she feels sorry for Michael. My friend's voice grabs my attention. She even cried when we chatted. That's not surprising, my other friend responds quietly. I know many friends who feel the same way. But my other classmate said something else, the first one continues. She told me that she doesn't feel any pity. She said that she isn't sorry at all. Really? I know which girls they're talking about. I haven't played with either of them much, so I don't know them very well. But still, it kind of surprises me that somebody can be so indifferent to my brother's passing. I mean, why does anybody have to say that they're not sorry at all? That's awful, says my other friend after a while. I think that's so mean. Me too. I told her, you don't know what you're talking about. Her brother passed away. And? She just shrugged. I remain silent. For some reason, I feel detached from this whole conversation. People can feel whatever they want about my loss, but what I know for sure is that this girl would not be saying whatever she said if it had been her brother who died. Don't be so angry. I finally opened my mouth. She just doesn't get it. Plus, she didn't really know my brother, so she cannot feel sorry. We know your brother, my friends say in chorus. He's so sweet, the sweetest. That's true. A smile comes back to my face. We'll always remember him, and we are always here with you. And I know, to me, that is all that matters. That I have two best friends who have known my brother for his entire life and who care for my feelings.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.